We were asking if you noticed if your insurance went up. 85% of you said yes in our news click. Listen to this. 630 says, my homeowner's insurance went up 34% with no claims. Hey, John, I received homeowner's renewal yesterday. It went up $338 for the year. Agent said it was the biggest increase they've seen. Just received renewal for my auto yesterday, up $200 for 6 months with no claims or accidents. John, I was informed our rates are going up 22%. Two more. Hey, King John, I change insurance companies through my broker every 3 to 5 years for better rates. And 630 guesses we're paying increased premiums for stolen cars and vandalism. Tom Fortino's listening to this, the founder and principal at the Alpha Wealth Group. You got any insight on why our insurance is going up so much, Tom?
Well, they've said that the it is actually related to some of the increased costs because they're saying some of the accidents have occurred. Well, we're talking about auto insurance specifically, but it relates to the other insurance. They're saying it actually relates back to COVID. I don't know if you read this, but the people started driving a little crazier. There weren't as many people on the road, and that's kind of spilled over into now, and now they're having more accidents, higher prices to repair cars, and now insurance rates are going up 22% on auto insurance. So that's part of it.
Wow. Well, I guess we forgot how to drive because I'm not kidding. I mean, we forgot how to behave in public. Students don't know how to act in classrooms. Employees have lost all measure of decorum. Maybe we forgot how to drive with a measure of civility because during the pandemic, it seemed to me like there were fewer cars on the road, but people were going faster and more recklessly. Yep. And you're saying maybe there's a little lag where we're still doing that now with more cars on the road and we're having more crashes and there are higher claims.
Yeah, there's higher claims and higher cost on those claims, of course, to repair vehicles and just all these costs. It just,
You
know, one thing is, you know, piled on top of the other. But yeah, that was in a recent Wall Street Journal article that they've looked at the studies and that's what the studies have shown. And so we're seeing that.
Now, if you think about repair shops, the service sector has seen an uptick in costs and I guess they're passing that along to us too, huh?
It all, you know, just one thing gets the other. It's just like we're looking at now oil's at $85 or whatever it is today. It's around there. It's been hovering now. And so, well, that drives everything. So these input costs, ultimately, they're going to weigh out. Now, that wasn't in the recent CPI numbers, but that, you know, that's could be an issue going forward.
Man, let's talk a little bit about what's happened to the markets this week. We had a 500-point decline the other day. It's down a little bit today, but not as much. What's your read on the markets this week?
Well, we always have to be careful. You know, we hung our hat. Or I shouldn't say we. A lot of the forecasters, people in the market said, hey, you know, the Fed's going to reduce rates 6 times next year, 4 times next year, and a lot of that. And there were other reasons for the momentum, of course, AI and so on. Some other stocks drove some of these things. And so when these things hit, the market reacted and maybe overreacted to these CPI readings because now we're seeing that the next Fed meeting, the probability of them reducing rates has gone down dramatically, I think less than 20%. And even the Fed meeting after that in July, and maybe then they're saying, well, September's before the election, so they won't do it then. So we may be down to potentially 2 times the Fed may reduce rates. And so mortgage rates, the price of credit, those are not good things.
Now, the producer price index for March came in below estimates. That's the input side, right? Do you have some wisdom about that?
Well, again, you know, I think we have to wait and see. You know, the trend has been up on a lot of these things month over month. And so, as I mentioned before, things like commodities are up 30% or so. I know you mentioned gold earlier. But oil, I think there was a lot of press on cocoa because of the price of chocolate. But commodity costs are a big thing. Now, are they going to start spilling into the PPI going forward? Probably. And so we're going to have to wait and see on some of these things. There's some concerns here.
Yeah. Well, you've been kind of concerned all year long. I mean, I don't think I was hearing as much rah-rah from you in our previous visits this year as I have from some other people. I mean, when I draw the line at 3 Fed reductions, everybody was taking the over, at least early in the year. Then I made it 2.5, and And some of us were saying three, but wow, if it's only two, that's, we didn't see that coming.
Yeah, I remember last time on the multiple choice, you said I couldn't go below two, so I went with two. But it may be zero. We'll have to see, because, you know, you have to keep in mind, when we talk about the bond market, you know, they just had an auction. That can drive rates, too. If people are not buying bonds or there's not as much demand for bonds, you know, again, that's an entire market. If you want to equate it to, like, the stock market, there's a buyers and sellers. When the government's selling bonds and the auctions aren't that great, that can drive interest rates, too. And so when we look at debt and we look at other issues going on, rates can go up that way, too. So that's why I'm not
The 30-year fix went up this week, too, didn't it?
Yeah, the 10-year passed 4.5 for the first time this year. What's interesting is, if you recall, last year it went up as high as 5%, a little over 5%. Then it was, the call was just pile into the, and I shouldn't say pile in, but you can buy bonds, you can buy them, and, you know, that's a safe bet because rates are coming down, and guess what? Bonds appreciate, the inverse relationship. You're going to make 10, 12%. The duration of bonds, you know, you can buy the 20-year, TLT is the ticker on it. You can buy the 20-year. That's down 7% this year. It's down almost 13% year over year. So the question is, you know, is that a buying opportunity now that rates have gone up? But had you taken that bet earlier, because, again, it was the rates are going down, it's a certainty, buy the bonds, you'd be down. The aggregate bond index, the 20-year, they're all down. Not saying you abandon them, but we just this is why you got to be careful and how you structure your portfolios. I think there's still opportunity there, but, you know, understand what bonds are doing so far this year.
You going to talk about stuff like this on your show Sunday, Tom?
I am. I'm going to cover the market because there's a lot of stuff going on.
You know, what about this, though? Let me tell you what my read, one possible read on what's happening right now is, and that is none of the numbers that we're talking about are crisis numbers. Inflation is low. Unemployment is low. Employment is high. The economy is doing well. We haven't had a recession. I think what we're feeling right now is the stalling out of things, but 7% on a mortgage is not a terrible number. So while I think it's easy to react with alarm to the notion that there would only be two changes in the interest rates from the Fed, take a breath. This is not a terrible situation we're in right now. I'm done talking, Tom. What's your thought?
Well, I agree with the take a breath. I think all too often there's an overreaction on the upside. There's an overreaction on the downside. We see the CPI number come out, and, of course, the market just, I want to be cautious of my terms, cratered yesterday. It was bad. It's come back a little bit today, and I think earnings are coming out soon. Again, you got to stay the course with, as far as, you know, a plan you're comfortable with, and let's not overreact, because that's typically sometimes where we become our own worst enemy. So yeah. I do agree, but you want to be conscious of what's going on here in the market and have a portfolio that makes sense for you.
The Dow gave up 191 points yesterday, but it was down much more than that for a period of time. All right. Listen, Tom, let's you and I visit again soon, and we'll listen for you Sunday morning. I don't know what your routine is. Sundays, turn on WGN Radio, and there is the voice of this guy, Tom Fortino, the founder and principal at Alpha Wealth Group. You hear him Sundays at 7 on WGN. Thank you, Tom.
All right. Thank you. Take care, John.
You bet.